This is episode 2322 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, getting ready to do one of the most important things you could do for yourself all day, and that is to give yourself permission to slow down so you can connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you are going to be guided using a breathing technique to help you stay focused on what matters most. So when you find yourself losing your motivation, you can do this breathing technique to recharge your enthusiasm. Know that the full 30-minute guided meditation experiences are on the Sip and Om meditation app. There you also receive a daily reflection question with a journal that's customized for this week's Staying Motivated series. And you also receive a slowdown guide with a yoga posture, with an herbal tea, with all the techniques that I've been sharing with you all week long right there at your fingertips. You can explore the Sip and Om meditation app for a full week's series absolutely free. Sometimes I know that a particular series really resonates with you and you might want to go a little deeper into that series. So that is where you can find more support. I want to ask you how your quest challenge is coming along. I've heard from many of you sharing your very special quests, and I really appreciate you reaching out to me. We've had quests from your fellow meditators who are helping a child with a terminal illness. Imagine what a big difference that quest will make in the life of this mom's child. I also heard from several of you letting me know that your quest is becoming sober from an addiction. And I honor all of you for the heroes that you are, embarking on a quest to change your life or to change someone else's life for the better. As you create your quest, keep in mind that it's important also to have a little fun with your quest, with lots of rewards built in. So this is a week to assemble your quest tools so that you can launch into this quest. It's important to prepare. So I encourage you to grab a calendar or some kind of planner where you can chart out your quest. So you might, for example, have the quest to travel to all the different public parks in your city. You could first list out and research all the parks within your city. And then you might take a look at how you'd like to do this. Maybe there's a park near a river and you'd like to invite someone on that outing to go with you and have a picnic or go for a swim. Maybe there's a park that's not too far from you, so you'd like to jog there or ride your bike there. And this is something you could do pretty quickly. Build in rewards as well. So you might reward yourself with a picnic or with a nap in the park or by writing in your journal or by after visiting the park, you treat yourself to your favorite gelato, for example. So think about ways that you can have fun. If you are focusing on sobriety, make sure you build in times where you are honoring yourself to live your truth, because that's what you really do when you're sober. You show up and you live your truth. Sometimes you're not really sure what a quest will end up like, and you're not even really sure where to begin. Just begin somewhere. Allow me to share with you some wise words of wisdom from the book we're following along with throughout this week's series, and that is The Happiness of Pursuit by Chris Guillebeau. He says, "The most important thing about art is to work. Nothing else matters except sitting down every day and trying. So too, for a quest, the most important thing is continuing to make progress." He also says, "To truly live without regrets, pay attention. Ask yourself hard questions and see where they lead. Do I really want this job? Is this a relationship that's right for me? If I could do anything, would it be what I'm doing today or something different?" As you settle yourself down and get ready to ponder these questions, allow yourself to tap in to your truth right now. How are you feeling? What is your heart revealing to you? Sit up straight and close your eyes. Begin to relax your mind and body. Focus on your quest. What is missing in your life? Can your quest help to fulfill some need or some purpose or some adventure? What does your quest mean to you? How would it make a difference in your life? Now notice your breath, each inhale and exhale through your nose. Anytime you feel yourself distracted as you meditate or throughout your day, focus on your breath, each inhale and each exhale. On your next inhale, draw your breath inward and upward to the point between your eyebrows or your spiritual eye, your prefrontal lobes of your brain that meditation activates. Hold your breath at this point as you pause between the inhale and exhale. Think about opening up your heart to new possibilities. When it feels right, exhale through your nose, releasing your breath and releasing fear and fatigue, letting them go. Again, straight spine, inhale through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward, and as you hold the pause between the inhale and exhale, right at the point between your eyebrows, open your heart to a new possibility. when it feels right. Release your breath gently through your nose, releasing fear and fatigue. You may continue this breath or allow yourself to sit and simply be as you open up to new possibilities. You are so worth slowing down for.